Some in the national mainstream media are suggesting that the Montana legislature punished a transgender state representative for being transgender. That is a fabrication. Indeed, another non-binary lawmaker has participated fully in the legislative session this year without incident. Once again, the media crafted their narrative without bothering to investigate. The truth is that the representative in question has repeatedly broken House rules. The episode that triggered the discipline included hateful comments on the House floor for which he refused to apologize. The discipline stopped short of expulsion. The lawmaker may still participate in debates via Zoom. Zoe Zephyr, whose real name is Zachary Raich, represents House District 100. That's the farthest left district in the farthest left city in the state of Montana. Raich apparently has a long history of bizarre conduct. The most recent examples include his insulting remarks on the House floor and apparent coordination of mass disruption of the legislative process. That disruption included chants from the galleries, throwing objects onto the House floor, trying to use a light to blind a lawmaker, and rhythmic pounding on the chamber doors. In the written version of this article, I've included a link to an eyewitness account of what happened. Another useful corrective to the media narrative is an op-ed penned by Jeremy Carl, a senior fellow at a think tank in California called the Claremont Institute. I provided a link in the written version of this article there as well. A short video issued by the legislature's Freedom Caucus also provides useful information. And there, again, there's a link in the written version. Montana used to be a fairly liberal state on regulatory and fiscal issues, the result of labor union power and an outsized government sector. But liberal policies resulted in repeated budget deficits, followed by repeated tax hikes, followed by more budget deficits. These policies also ruined the state economy. At one point when I lived there from 1987 to 2011, the state ranked 50th among states in average salary. But during the 1990s and early 2000s, thousands of dedicated Montanans, and I among them, worked to make government more frugal and responsible. We followed all the rules and we won. Montana is now freer and more prosperous, and state government enjoys a massive budget surplus. Extremists like Zephyr want to reverse that progress, not by following the rules, but by breaking them. Montanans need to stand strong to make sure that doesn't happen, and those of us who live in other states should encourage them.